Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Rebound to last week. So you guys were down a point at Northeastern State. It was close for a while, and then kind of a special teams mistake there at the end of the first half kind of put it out of reach early. So just what really happened on that kickoff fumble, and just how big was that?
Well, you know, it was just a turnover. Young man is a really good football player, and it was just unfortunate that, you know, the timeliness of the whole incident was, you know, we just didn't get him prepared enough to play.
So moving into this week, homecoming, there's a lot of fun things that come along with that, but there's also some distractions. So just how have you been dealing with just the whole factor of it being homecoming week?
Well, I think that the homecoming festivities and everything, our young men understand that the priority here is to try to win a football game, and we have put it out there that if it's going to distract you from you know, putting your best foot forward on Saturday, we need not participate. So we just kind of try to keep first things first, and then if they have time and to participate in anything that they make.
So Central Oklahoma this week looked like they were having a down year, and then all of a sudden they come out and beat Northwest Missouri State last week. So just what have you noticed from them the most?
I think they're a really good football team. They've got a really good football coach. He is known in this conference for producing winners. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe, but we're going to plug away at it.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. So we've seen this year with the Blue Tigers, we knew this was going to be a tough year for them. I mean, I think the fact that they're 0-4 at this point doesn't surprise anybody. I think, you know, you keep looking for bright spots, and then all of a sudden you see maybe some bright spots, and then there's a contrasting thing that happens right after. And I think a good example of this for the Blue Tigers was, you know, there's a point at which last week at Northeastern State, you're only down 14-3, and you're thinking, okay, this is not too bad. We're heading towards halftime. Things look maybe good. Maybe we can build on something. Maybe a second half, you come out and do something extraordinary and something happens. But why don't you tell the folks what happened at that point when it was 14-3?
So, yeah, it's 14-3. They're trailing. They have the ball, and then about a minute and a half left in the first half, they're forced to punt it away. And it's like, well, worst case scenario, they go down, score a touchdown. We're down 21-3 at half. That's not terrible. So, yeah, Northeastern State goes down. They score very quickly. They kick it off. Lincoln fumbles the kickoff. Northeastern State recovers. They score another touchdown before halftime. So all of a sudden it's 28-3, and Northeastern State gets the ball off half, and they go and score again. And it goes from 14-3 to 35-3 in a matter of less than 4 or 5 minutes. So that spiraled very quickly. And yeah, that game was kind of over at that point. There's not much you can do.
And again, you can't erase things off the board or say, well, if you take those out, because you can't. They happened. But again, you're looking at it and go, okay, that's a 14-3 game. And really, I mean, after halftime, you know, if you don't allow that opening score, they only get a field goal after halftime. So, you know, 10 second half points, that's something Lincoln can look at and go, hey, we can work with that. Now, the problem is Lincoln only scored 7 second half points, so you still lose the second half. But I think if you're trying to take away victories, you go, okay, second half was manageable. First half was manageable until you had that big problem. So I guess if you're looking for positives, but again, end of the day, it's a 38-10 loss to the team where you're looking at like, this is going to be the team we've got a real good fighting chance against the rest of our schedule, where this is maybe the game we sneak out a win. It still ends up being a 4-score, you know, a loss where you just go, all of a sudden, then things are maybe not as great as you might like to try to make them out to be.
Yeah, I mean, the defense has been honestly the positive takeaway from the whole season. They've given up points, but it has a lot to do with the amount of time they've been on the field in these games. And like in spurts of all the games, the defense has shown major, major positives of being able to get tackles for loss, like get negative plays and force turnovers like they did against Northwest. And it's just, it seems there's about a 5 to 10 minute stretch in every game so far where things just spiral, and they spiral very quickly.
Right. Yeah, because if you look at that game, I mean, you know, Northeastern State only ends up with like 5.6 yards of play. Well, that's still too much. But Lincoln was averaging 4.1. So you go, you know, they were having some success. It's just the fact that, yeah, you know, other teams seem to, at the points in the game where maybe the stats become a little more even, they score on their opportunities where Lincoln's still having a little bit of trouble doing that. So you just go, at a certain point, it's just going to have to translate. Your hope is that now, okay, maybe you take last week and you build on it a little bit. The tricky part is now, yes, you get to come back home. You're hosting Central Oklahoma at 2 o'clock Saturday at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. You're thinking, okay, this is all good. It's a Central Oklahoma team that's only 2-2 at this point in the season. Problem is one of the two wins they got this year was last week, and they did it by beating Northwest Missouri State, who nobody saw coming. I'm sorry. Anybody that tells you they saw that one coming is a liar. So, again, It's not even the fact that they got the win, but the fact that they held Northwest to 14 points. You know, it's something you just didn't see coming. So they're getting Central Oklahoma at the absolute worst time. So, I mean, what's the Blue Tigers? How maybe debilitating is that for the Blue Tigers to go, oh, look who we got coming in here, somebody who just beat Northwest?
Yeah, I mean, for a homecoming game, you look at it at the beginning of the season, it's like, oh, Central Oklahoma is supposed to have kind of a down year. They're not as talented as they normally are, and they struggled through the first three games. And then, yeah, all of a sudden last week, they get Northwest Missouri State at home. They force 5 turnovers. They hold them to 14 points, and they win a game where they only get 8 first downs.
Yeah,
and everybody's just kind of stunned. And I mean, maybe this Northwest team isn't as good as we thought they were, mm-hmm. but I find that a little bit hard to believe.
Although I would say their early season results have kind of borne that out in that they've been in a couple games where you didn't maybe think they were going to be in. So, yeah, maybe this is just a down year for the Bearcats. It happens. You know, so maybe it ends up being not one of their more dominating teams, but you still look at it and go, that's still a game on paper they should win, so you're surprised when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, even in a down year, Northwest Missouri State wins
sure.
9 games, 10 games.
Right.
It still makes a decent run in the playoffs, so... I mean, it was extremely shocking, but I mean, all the credit goes to that Central Oklahoma defense because their offense didn't do much. Like I said, they had 8 first downs. They somehow still outgained them total yards-wise by, I think, 1 yard. But forcing 5 turnovers against Northwest, that seems to be the Bearcats kind of blip in the radar so far, as they have turned the ball over a surprising amount. But that's something that can translate over into a game against Lincoln, that's for sure. So they're getting a very confident team, to say the least.
You mentioned the fact that it is homecoming. How much of that is either a good thing or a bad thing for the Blue Tigers heading into this week? What did Coach Gales maybe have to say about that?
Yeah, and we heard it there in the clip at the start. I asked him about just what all comes with that week. There's a lot of distractions. How do you keep the kids focused? And he's been through an HBCU homecoming before. It has not been at Lincoln, so that'll be a little bit different. But he basically said, if you can't handle the distractions, you're not going to play.
Right.
So, to put it simply, if the players aren't ready for it, they aren't going to be on the field. So
right.
I don't think it'll be too much of an issue, but we'll have to see, that's for sure.
So we'll get to what Lincoln has to do on defense in a minute, but I've got to start with the offense from the standpoint of, we mentioned that they struggled a little bit, and they have been struggling a little bit. There's also a change coming. So what's going on with the Blue Tigers on the offensive side of the ball?
So, yeah, another quarterback change.
Yeah.
They've been using both Nate Valencia and Tamar Brake this season, but Tamar Brake's had the upper hand the last couple games, and then that completely shifted on Saturday. Tamar Brake threw a couple interceptions. Valencia did not. So Valencia's getting the start on Saturday. So we'll see what he does in his first start for the Blue Tigers. They think he'll be able to take care of the ball a little bit better, and that's going to be important against a team that's coming off a game where they forced 5 turnovers. And the other bright side is they ran the ball effectively for the first time last week. DeJuan Lomax had his first big game as a true freshman. I think he eclipsed 50 rushing yards. Omar Allen had a couple big runs, so they were finally able to move the ball on the ground, because that's something that's been extremely difficult for them so far this year, to say the least.
So does that quarterback change necessitate anything differently in terms of the overall offensive, maybe play calling, production, in terms of what they want to do? Does one of them, you know, if one of the, sometimes with some teams, you know, you have a quarterback, if this guy is our quarterback, we're 65-35 pass to run. Or if this guy comes in, then we're maybe a little more run heavy. Does this necessitate any change in terms of the overall scheme for the Blue Tigers?
Valencia does seem more of a willing runner. They have used him in a lot of read options from what I've seen, and he kind of hunts out contact a little bit, okay. A little bit more than maybe he'd like.
Okay.
But he's definitely not afraid to get hit. He has definitely, when it seems like when the pressure breaks down or the protection breaks down and they have to get out of the pocket, Samar Brake is normally looking more downfield, which sometimes that's good. But and Valencia seems his first read is to run. And, I mean, there's pros and cons to both of those. But I would expect Valencia to use his legs a lot more than we've seen Brake do.
So, again, it is a Central Oklahoma team that's coming off a big win last week, but it was a win in which they only scored 23. And if you do go look back through their scores for the year, they got shut out in their opener, then they scored 21 and 21 before last week's 23. So you get the feeling that maybe it's not an offense that's able to run away and hide against a lot of people. Now, that's translating into being okay for them. They've managed to have success with it. But it makes you believe. It makes you wonder. Okay, is Lincoln going to be able to have the same sort of success? And if they can hold the Bronchos to 21-ish points like they've had in some of these games, then all of a sudden they might find themselves in a game like that. How equipped do you think they are to be able to hold them to in that 3-score range for a game?
Yeah. So they run kind of more of a pro-style offense. They line up under center a lot, which is something Lincoln hasn't seen yet. And I asked Gales, like, do you think that's something that better equips you guys? And he didn't necessarily agree with that because they don't really know because they haven't seen it. So we'll definitely see how they respond to a different style offense like that. It's not a super high-powered offense. They like to run the football. They don't throw the ball all that well. But they don't really turn the ball over. Which is something Lincoln has kind of prided themselves on, is being able to force those turnovers in key spots. So it's going to be interesting for sure. We don't exactly know how Lincoln responds, but I know their defensive line's pretty beat up, so that'll be a major test for the deeper parts of that depth chart going up against kind of a pro-style attack.
So I don't think we've talked about it much this season, but let's just say because this is a little bit more not a high-scoring team that they're playing this week, and maybe Lincoln gets a couple scores. So let's say we're in a tie game coming on the stretch, or maybe we're in one of those games where all of a sudden special teams has to make a play. We haven't really talked about it, but how equipped are the Blue Tigers if they have to kick a field goal in this one that maybe if this comes down to a 1-score game, can they do that if they have to?
Special teams scare me a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Okay. We've seen missed field goals. We've seen fumbled snaps on punts. Last week we saw a fumbled kick return.
Right.
So it was expected to be a strength of this team coming into the season, and we just haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
They don't seem to be panicking at all about their special teams unit. But if this game comes down to being decided by special teams, I'm not super confident they would be able to win that battle.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just ask you straight up then. Do the Blue Tigers get a homecoming victory on Saturday?
I would like to say yes, but I don't think I can predict them to win this game. There's going to be a lot of confidence pouring out of that Central Oklahoma team after the performance they showed last week. So I'll predict it to be pretty close because I think Lincoln will come out with a lot of energy. So we'll go 31-17 Central Oklahoma.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.